Good afternoon. This is AT Man on WGXC FM 90.7 on your dial. And this is the weekly astrology show. I'm going to be doing an update. It's September 9th. And I'm going to be taking us up to Friday, September 23rd, which is 2 weeks from today. And just talking about the general astrological influences that will affect us. As I've mentioned many other times before, it's very important to recognize that all of these influences are shared by us, obviously, yet some of us have a stronger and closer and deeper connection to them than others. It depends not only on what your sun sign is, but also what all of the planets in your horoscope, where they are, the signs that they're in, and their relationships to each other. So in a way, these mutual aspects, as they're called, trigger influences in your horoscope in a way that's unique to you. And so I describe kind of general principles, and if you know a little bit about astrology, or you go online and have your horoscope calculated, which you can have done for free on many different sites, then you can begin to get a better sense of exactly which areas of your life are going to be affected by these aspects as they show up and appear. Obviously, the sun right now is in the sign Virgo as we approach the spring, the autumn equinox, which will be on the 21st this year. The 23rd this year, and that is going to be when the sun enters the sign Libra. Now, it also, of course, signals the end of the summer, beginning of the autumn officially, and so we're moving towards that date, which is obviously 2 weeks from today. So on today, about an hour ago, our time, Mercury went into the sign Virgo, and Mercury has two homes, as it were, two signs that it rules, and also two houses that it rules. And the signs that it rules, one of them is a positive air sign, Gemini, and the other is an earth sign, Virgo. And when Mercury goes into Virgo, it's its earthy home, and as a result, it tends to manifest in a more tangible way than Mercury in Gemini does. Mercury in Gemini's communication and messages and misunderstandings that often arise because of ambiguity in the way things are phrased and the way things are talked about. Virgo is much more critical. It's more analytical. It's also a time really for restarting things, you know, for activities that were put on hold when Mercury went retrograde recently. Now it's going forward, it's moving out of its own kind of shadow, as it were. And we begin seeing that a much more precise, a more direct, a more confident kind of communication is likely at this point and from this time on. Obviously, a lot of problems have arisen from the Mercury retrograde cycle, which essentially covered the entire month of August. And, you know, now it's moving out of the degree where, or moving past the degree where it was when it started to go retrograde. So the entire process has taken almost 5 weeks. And so we see this idea of exerting care and a lot of attention to kind of overcoming the difficulties that may have arisen in the recent past. These can be, you know, miscommunications. They can also be misdiagnoses, you know, meaning when Mercury is retrograde, we have a tendency to read a situation incorrectly or to, you know, not necessarily be clear enough about how we see things and how we communicate them. So this is actually self-criticism and the realization that by being a little more precise in how we communicate and how we say things to people actually makes a huge difference in the long run. It isn't a minor adjustment, it's actually pretty major and pretty important. And being an earth sign, of course, when I talk about, for example, Mercury in the sign Virgo, it doesn't just affect people who are Virgos, but rather it affects people who have obviously any planet in the sign Virgo, and particularly also anyone who has planets in any of the earth signs, because those are that's the earthy triangle of Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus. So that affects you more deeply because people with such signs indicated in the horoscope tend to be more tangible. They're more involved in real values, as it were, in the tangible world. And also Mercury Virgo is actually very, very efficient. It's about really dealing with things in a very direct way, and it's also making things much clearer than they would naturally be. So this is actually a very valuable time to take advantage of, and it'll be here for not quite a month, but it actually is very important when Mercury is in the sign Virgo to utilize that self-critical faculties and apply them to you. On Monday, this coming Monday, September 12th, will be the full moon in Pisces, and this happens at about 5:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And this is obviously, in the same way that Virgo, when the sun's in Virgo, it represents a real focus on that kind of critical analytical energy, Pisces is almost the exact opposite. In fact, it is the opposite, because Pisces is inspirational, it's about the psychic faculty rather than what's rational and what's mind-oriented. And it's ruled by the planet Jupiter and also by the planet Neptune. So as Mercury in Virgo is very good with boundaries, Moon in Pisces is boundarylessness. It indicates also a time when one is likely to be very sensitive and very idealistic. And, you know, in spite of the fact that the sun in Virgo is very practical and realistic, it indicates obviously a kind of striation or polarity that's exerting itself, you know, on these two different, very different qualities. You know, obviously, once again, in your horoscope, if you happen to have planets in the sign Virgo and in Pisces, then you have an opposition in these elements, earth to water, and you can also then feel these a lot more deeply and more strongly than you would naturally otherwise. So obviously, this is a contrast between the factual nature of Virgo about direct things, about really being precise, and Pisces, which is about feelings that are very, very difficult to describe, to communicate. It's like kind of oceanic on the Virgo, on the Pisces side, and very specific and very directed on the Virgo side. So it may indicate a time when we're likely to be overwhelmed emotionally and to feel a little insecure or feel obliged or dependent on others. You know, Pisces being boundarylessness and being free of such boundaries often means that we don't adequately protect ourselves, even from people that we love or people who love us, but we end up getting too emotionally involved in things that happen around us. We just tend to get stuck in it and don't really recognize that we need to pull ourselves away, which is, again, the Virgo side. It often can indicate a striation between Pisces wanting to relax and take it easy and Virgo needing to work. You know, we need to keep our nose to the grindstone. It's a good time to do business. It's very creative and it represents breakthroughs, and it represents a good time really to shift your attitudes in a direction that actually is more productive for you. By being aware, the sun in Virgo, of the way your boundaries work, if you have them or if you even know about that as a principle, can in itself be an extremely interesting and valuable thing to do. It's also very much, because Virgo is about, you know, direction and work and how you focus, it's a good time to reevaluate that in the light of what's a broader way of looking at things. Virgo gets wrapped into the details. Pisces is better at seeing the overall picture, the larger picture. And acting with it, you know. In fact, Pisces is acting with compassion and being sensitive and responsive and open to things that happen around you and being responsive also to people. Now, it's interesting because on the same day, on Monday, we'll also find Mercury in Virgo goes trine to Pluto in Capricorn. Pluto's in about 5 degrees of Capricorn and Virgo. In just a couple of days, in 3 days, has moved from entering Virgo to 5 degrees. So it's already moved a sixth of the way through the sign in just a few days. Mercury-Pluto is a very interesting aspect because Pluto's the public and it's large scale. It's not just business, but it's like everyone's business. And, you know, and nowadays, for example, the current economic situation, for one thing, is such that we see that, you know, what happens in the economic world affects everyone. And it has a huge impact on us, whether we like it or not. And again, if you have planets in 5 degrees in any of the signs, or, you know, or you have a birthday, for example, that's likely to be like the 26th or 27th of any of the months, then there's a great likelihood that you've got, you know, you're going to be hit more powerfully by this Mercury trine Pluto aspect. It represents politicians, you know. Remember, this is just a day after the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and there's going to be a lot of discussion about it. And Mercury Pluto is often political discussion. It's exchanging ideas, but also in very public forums. And it also is about observation and analysis, and also very sharp criticism. So it may well be that the president, for example, receives criticism for the way in which things are carried out at this moment. And, you know, Mercury Pluto is about persuasion. It's about, you know, affecting the masses through things that you say and communicate. And it indicates this idea of, you know, a tendency to overestimate your strength, to feel a bit disturbed by what other people talk about and say. And it indicates a kind of mingling between your own kind of personal view of things, Mercury, and what's happening in the collective, which is Pluto. On Wednesday, September 14th, next Wednesday, we see that Venus will enter the sign Libra at around 10:40 p.m. And Venus is the lover. It's about affection and beauty and love and art. And she enters her airy home, and this means that when she's in Libra, that's her positive sign rulership. And once again, just like Mercury in you know, Gemini in air sign and Virgo in earth sign, Libra, Venus also has that same kind of pairing because it rules Libra, which is an air sign, and Taurus, which is an earth sign. So this air and earth quality of both Mercury and Venus is something they share, they have in common. This is often much more harmonious, you know, just as Mercury trine Pluto can be upsetting and can, you know, create schisms and differences of opinion, then Venus in Libra is much more balanced. It's more objective. It's about really, you know, engaging in things and trying to be balanced and trying to see things both ways. It's not, however, all that idyllic because, of course, Saturn is in the sign Libra right now as well, and it also makes a very difficult aspect to Uranus, you know, and this will be more dominant around the 17th, you know, a couple of days later, simply because, you know, Uranus represents sudden change and volatility and, you know, and it will also make an aspect to Pluto, which we'll talk about in a bit. On the 19th, you know, when it goes square to Pluto. So interesting because Venus in Libra itself is very balanced and very loving, and yet we're likely to see a little later on that Venus gets into all kinds of trouble, and that, you know, it can be things like you express your love for someone and find out it was communicated in the wrong way, or it was misunderstood, or, you know, it creates issues that are difficult and, you know, need to be addressed. It's like running the gauntlet somehow, as my friends at Star IQ, Rick Levine and Jeff Jauer, are very, very interesting astrologers based in Seattle, and they're great friends of mine. And you know, they talk about these aspects as well on their website called Star IQ. I recommend that you take a look. The idea here of Venus in Libra also is when it affects Saturn, for example, is it's much more serious about things. It's like taking things really quite seriously. And again, the idea of Venus in Libra is addressing issues that need to be looked at very closely. And it's also about the connection between what we love, what we're drawn to and attracted to, and the power and control that's associated with such things. On Friday, September 16th, which is a week from today, we see that Pluto, after having been retrograde for 5 months, goes direct. And this is interesting because Pluto, it's like it returns from the dark. Pluto's the god of the underworld. And as a result, you know, even a friend of mine, a wonderful astrologer who lives in Australia, Brian Clark, although he's Canadian, really taught me something valuable some years ago when I was being affected by very dark and deep and profound Plutonic aspects. He said, you know, remember the fact that Pluto's the god of the underworld. Whenever he goes above ground, he's invisible. People cannot see him. In fact, he wears around his head a gold band of invisibility. And it's interesting when Pluto becomes powerful, and particularly when it makes a kind of, you know, strong impact in your horoscope and hits planets that are powerful, then it often indicates invisible forces at work. It's almost like suppressed desires coming to the surface. And, you know, it's like shedding light on what you hide most of the time, or what you feel secretly but don't actually admit or acknowledge. Pluto direct also is about the whole idea of being as honest as we possibly can with ourselves above others. And, you know, once we're honest with ourselves, it's easier to be direct with others and to, you know, really see what goes on with them. And to, again, when Pluto goes backwards, it's like we don't feel like we're really making much ground. We're not making much headway. And yet when it goes direct, like it will do, then the idea is things will start to move forward. It's like we begin to make a more constructive relationship to the public, and in general, we begin to move forward in a much more dominant way than we have for ages. I just want to take a break for a second because this is the astrology show with AT Man on WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. You know, we have been set up recently for phone-ins, but of course, because I have to be away today, actually, I'm pre-recording this, and so we're not available for phone-ins. But, you know, next week, by all means, please do call us. And, you know, at various times during the week on WGXC, you know, various of the other commentators and people who are having programs will actually mention the fact that the phone-in is possible during the astrology show. Okay, so also on this, you know, a week from Friday, next Friday, we see that Mercury in Virgo is semi-square Mars. And if Mercury represents how we communicate, Mars can often indicate anger. It can indicate, you know, changes that occur that not everyone likes necessarily. And it often indicates a little bit of stress associated with such things. In fact, Mercury to Mars is really about very strong thoughts and strong words often. Plans that have been held in abeyance for a long period of time begin to really start to get a bit of headway and begin to move forward. It often leads to rash statements and, you know, saying things that are a bit extreme or a bit too powerful for the moment. And it can often mean that someone will step up in every group situation and feel the need to be like the kind of critic and to criticize everyone else. So this is, you know, semi-squares are often conditional aspects, by which I mean, it's like, you know, if I said something like, I love you as long as you act a certain way, and if you don't, then I'm going to withdraw it. It's very conditional in that sense. And so Mercury Mars is like criticism that has conditions implied by it. You know, it's like, you know, someone really is critical, but at the same time, they are really pushing to have a particular stance adopted or taken and utilized. It's quite strong, Mercury Mars, because it represents changes happening that can actually lead to quite positive outcomes as long as one sort of really listens and engages in what's going on. Okay, so we see now that Mars goes into Leo on Sunday, September 18th, and this is quite late in the evening, around 10 o'clock. And Mars, of course, is fiery, it's very energetic, it's very strong in many ways. And so we get this idea of Leo, which is a fire sign, of course, Mars is quite comfortable there. And it represents a high degree of confidence and charisma and really wanting to get things done, to be super efficient. And, you know, it's very, very positive energy, a positive, you know, quite aggressive planet in a very positive self-expressive sign, which is Leo. And it indicates also, of course, when Leo ever gets triggered by Mars like this, it indicates, you know, people acting in such a way you could almost think they were conceited, and or that their life and you in it are a kind of performance that knows no bounds. It's very spontaneous, but it also is, you know, people who are relatively almost innocent, because it is next to the sign Virgo, and there's a kind of innocence about Leos that makes you want to forgive them even when they're complete idiots. So here we get this idea of, like, you know, enjoying self-expression for its own sake. And it's also because Leo is about fun and about play rather than work, which is Virgo, the following sign. We see that that kind of offsets this kind of high degree of need for attention. And it indicates also the idea that it's very, very good at this point to really use your energies in such a way that you liberate them, play with them a little bit, and, you know, work with it. It's something where we utilize such energies in such a way that things really begin to happen. On September 19th, which is, of course, a Monday, we see Venus in Libra square Pluto, which I've talked a little bit about earlier. And Venus square Pluto represents dramatic changes. It's like, you know, relationships really shift from one direction to another. And, you know, it often represents the world in a bit of turmoil, that it really triggers your values and your issues that involve values. And you know, as a result, it often can have a major impact on the way you feel in general. So it's, you know, when it's loving, it's kind of fanatically loving. When it's about values, it represents great changes in values. And it often indicates this very strong attractions in the air. The only problem, though, is that when it's a square, it often means you can be attracted to the wrong person, or the wrong person attracted to you. So this is really a very powerful connection, and one where it's valuable to really take a look at how you react, how you respond to it. And then finally, we get to 2 weeks from today on Friday, September 23rd, which is the equinox. We see that the sun enters the sign Libra, the sign of the balance, the sign of the scales, where left and right, up and down are somehow balanced. In fact, it's the, you know, the sun moving from the, you know, across the equator, basically, and it begins to go below the northern hemisphere's equator, and we see that ultimately autumn begins, and it's a time when day and night are the same, when sunrise and sunset are around the same time, around, you know, naturally it would be like 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., but because of daylight savings time, it's 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. This is basically the sign of partnership and mating and integration and sublimation of relationships. And we see this idea of awareness of where we stand, where we are relative to others. It's a good time to make alliances. It's a good time to balance relationships, to form partnerships, to, you know, and again, especially with Venus being in Libra, that it's, of course, the sun is going to be making similar aspects to the ones I talked about. It's going to go, you know, opposite to Uranus on the 25th and a couple of days after this, and then ultimately square to Pluto and then conjunct to Saturn. So the sun is really going to be quite interesting in this month, which extends roughly from September 23rd to October 22nd. The whole idea being that although there's a focus on balance and on equilibrium and partnerships, that there are going to be stresses associated with such relationships also. Alliances get shaken up and shifted around in very unusual ways. And, you know, although there's a high degree of cooperation in this situation, that at the same time, we often see that, you know, alliances can really go through a difficult time. You may form an alliance and then radically shift it and change it. So be aware of the fact that things are really shifting, changing, values are being put to the test. And we basically see that things are really changing around in very, very interesting ways. Well, I'm going to sign off for today. And this is the Astrology Show with A.T. Mann. And remember, if you're interested, take a look at my website, which is atmann.net. And if you want to contact me, you're certainly welcome to do so at atmann4@gmail.com. You can always email me and ask a question about astrology, and I may well bring it up and talk about it on the air. So this is the Astrology Show on WGXC FM 90.7 on your dial, and I'm going to sign out for this week. Have a good next 2 weeks.